It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. You tying your shoes yet? Takes a long time to learn to tie your shoes. We've been talking a lot about imagining lately. I just thought that I would like to imagine somebody being in this little chair. Thought maybe I might just sit beside them. You can imagine somebody in this chair. Let's just read this book to the person that we imagine sitting in this chair. The book is called It Looked Like Spilled Milk. Sometimes it looked like spilt milk, but it wasn't spilt milk. Sometimes it looked like a rabbit, but it wasn't a rabbit. Sometimes it looked like a bird, but it wasn't a bird. Sometimes it looked like a tree, but it wasn't a tree. Sometimes it looked like an ice cream cone, but it wasn't an ice cream cone. Sometimes it looked like a sheep, but it wasn't a sheep. Sometimes it looked like a mitten, but it wasn't a mitten. Sometimes it looked like spilt milk, but it wasn't spilt milk. It was just a cloud in the sky. Do you like that? Do you ever look at the clouds and think they look like other things? Well, that's one way to use your imagination. I have another idea for using your imagination. This is a book for you to make up the words and pictures for. As I turn the pages, you can say whatever you'd like, and that'll be your made-up book. And when there aren't any more pages, then that will be the end of the book. Okay, now you just imagine what might be on this page. And what might be on this page? I know somebody who would imagine a backo on this page. What do you imagine for this page? And there's the end of that book. If you made up things for the pages in a book like this, that means that you're able to make up a book of your own. That means that you can use your imagination. And doing that is one of the best things to help you learn all sorts of things.
Mr. Rogers!
Wonder who that is.
Mr. Rogers!
Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. I'd like to show you something.
Oh, well, where is it?
Well, you just stay right about there.
All right.
It's a good something.
Mm-hmm.
And Close your eyes.
All right.
I'll be right there. Just a moment. I'm getting it ready.
A good something, you say.
It's a good something. Now, you can open your eyes.
Feely, where'd you get that?
It's different, isn't it?
I'll say it is.
Well, a friend of mine made it, and I'm taking it to the preschool. Want to try it on?
Oh, it looks like it's made out of hoses and balls.
That's
and
right.
Sticks. Yeah, I'd love to try it on. Thank you.
There you go.
That is a great
hat. I thought you'd
hat.
Enjoy seeing a different kind of hat.
I should
Hi,
say.
Hi, Fred. Hi, oh, Mr. McFeely.
Marlon Barnett.
Hello, Marlon.
How are you? Look what we have.
It's a strange hat.
Yeah.
You'd like to try it on?
I'd love to.
Here we go.
She's a great sport.
How do I look?
Very good.
Thank you.
You look as if you're about to fly up. Do you have any exercises for us?
Yes, I do. Let's try some sitting down exercises.
Good. Where will we do that? Here?
Right over here.
All ready?
Sitting down exercises.
There's enough room for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start jogging slowly. And we're sitting down. So we're pretending like we're jogging. Moving your knees.
Oh, already?
Faster.
Speedy delivery.
Okay, we're finished. Now let's imagine we are climbing.
Climbing.
Using your arms, stretching up. Move your arms and stretch. Higher, higher, way up. Stretch and relax. Good. Let's try it again.
Oh, good.
Stretch. Climb. 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 Way up. And stretch. And relax.
Feels good.
Oh, it does feel good.
Yes.
Let's do something for our legs.
All right.
Let's pull our knee very gently into our chest.
Mm-hmm.
And relax. And pull in. Don't lean back, Mr. McFeely.
All right,
you don't have to do that hard, huh?
You don't. Just very careful.
And sitting up straight all the time.
Yes, you don't want to lean back.
Uh-huh.
Down. And relax.
So
I'm sorry, I need to get back to work.
Oh, I like it when you can stay long.
I enjoy staying and doing exercises yeah. with you.
Are you anywhere near the school?
Yes, I am.
Well, I am too, and I'll walk along with you, all right?
Thank you both for coming.
Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. Today at Brockett's Bakery, there's an extra special surprise. A little later on.
Oh, good. Well, I'll see about that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. Climb up. You know, it's important to do those exercises every day, some kind of exercise. Do you do it right along with Marlon Barnett, things like this? It's great that you can do some right when you're sitting down.
Yeah.
I think we should have some exercise for the mind. That's what make-believe can be. Do you remember Prince Tuesday's rag doll, Tommy? In make-believe, if two people believe that a rag doll can become a live doll, then it will. So why don't we make-believe that the prince is talking to his rag doll as the trolley comes along the castle garden track in the neighborhood of make-believe?
Hi, trolley. Okay, I will. Trolley wants me to say hi to you. Do you ever get lonely? Oh, I do too. But I'm not lonely when you're around. What did you say? Oh, I would, but it takes two to believe you're real. Oh, Handy, am I ever glad you're here.
Could I help you with something, Tuesday?
You know my rag doll, Tommy?
Oh, sure. Hi, Tommy.
Tommy wants to be real for a while.
Oh,
I suppose most dolls would like that.
But if you believe he can, and I believe he can, then he will be real.
Well, that's fine. When do we start?
Ready, Tommy? You tell us when.
Does it have to be just the right moment?
Just like with most things, some times are better than others. Yes? Okay.
Is he ready?
He's ready. We can start now.
Believing that Tommy Doll is real.
Wow! It's good to feel alive again.
You look spectacular.
Yeah. Want to see me dance?
I sure do.
Okay. Yes, Tommy. Great, Tommy.
Quite a doll there, Tuesday.
He's my friend.
I'm ready to play.
I'll go with you. I'm glad you came to life again.
Thanks for helping, Handy.
Oh, I like to believe.
It surely helped me.
See you later, Handy. Let's go, Tommy.
Bye-bye.
Hello there, Handy.
Oh, Corny.
Yes. Oh, thanks for answering my call, Handy.
Sure. Something I can do to help you?
There surely is. I wondered in what direction you might be going today.
Well, I had thought of going over towards Daniel's clock.
Just what I hoped. I've just finished an order for Malcolm Apricot Dinko.
Oh, that's Daniel's imaginary friend.
Correct. Daniel told me that Malcolm wanted one of my new umbrella rockets. And I wondered if you would deliver it for me.
Well, certainly. Where is it?
That's a picture of it over there by the special sale sign.
Oh, yes. I saw a couple of those in Westwood when I was there yesterday. Oh, you make wonderful chairs.
Well, I surely thank you for delivering Malcolm's to him.
Well, glad to do it. But where is it?
Oh, here it is.
Where?
Here.
Oh, I see. It's imaginary.
Yes. I figured if Malcolm was imaginary, he might like an imaginary rocket.
I suppose imaginary friends can use just about anything.
That's right. And I worked on this one quite a while.
I can imagine.
Yes.
It's a little heavy.
It's an overstuffed one. Real comfortable. Thanks for your help, Handy.
Oh, you're welcome.
See ya.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Hey there, Handy. That looks like a heavy one.
Oh, how did you know, X?
You know, I see imaginary things with my imaginary viewer here.
Well, I never heard of such a thing.
Learn something old every day, don't you, Handy?
You sure do. Well, I'm taking this umbrella rocket over to Malcolm Apricot Dinko.
Oh, we were just playing together.
Oh, what does he look like, X?
Oh, just like any imaginary friend.
What do you mean?
He looks like whatever you want him to look like.
But I thought you could see imaginary things through your viewer.
It's real complicated to explain, Handy. I mean, imaginary things are, you know.
I'm beginning to believe you can't explain them at all.
Just enjoyed. I've got to be going. Lady Elaine wants to see me.
All right, well, good luck.
You too. See you later.
All right. Daniel? Daniel?
Oh, Handy, I'm so glad to see you.
You're the third one who sold me that today.
Oh, you're just the kind of person people like to see.
Well, I have an imaginary delivery.
Oh, for Malcolm Apricot Dinko.
That's right. It's from Corny.
Well, he'll be glad for that. Malcolm, please come out here. He was taking a shower.
Oh, I see.
Here he comes. Guess what, Malcolm? Handyman Negri has something for you from Mr. Pesciley. Would you like to put it down here, Handy? Right over there is fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's one of Corny's latest umbrella rockets.
Yes, I thought Malcolm would really like one. What's that, Malcolm? Oh, no, it won't hurt. Try it. Okay, I'll try it first. See? It's fun. Now you can try it. That's it. You see, Handy, Malcolm does that very well, but he just needed a little help.
Well, that's the way with everyone once in a while.
Yes, we all need a little help once in a while.
Yeah, we do.
What did you say? Oh, sure. Malcolm asks if you'll thank Mr. Pesciley for him for the fine rocket.
I surely will.
And he thanks you, too. Oh. What? Oh, he wants to take it inside.
Well, do you need any help to carry it down?
Oh, I think the two of us can manage. Thanks again, Handy.
Okay.
Yeah, now that's it. Now I'll take the other side. Okay, down we go. Bye, Handy.
Bye.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what have you been doing this fine day?
I'm not sure that you would believe me if I told you, sire.
I always believe you, Handyman. You're an honorable man.
Well, first I helped Tuesday with some believing, and then I went over to the factory.
They pretended that that imaginary chair was heavy, didn't they? Could you pretend something was heavy in your hands? Or something was light in your hands? Mm-hmm. You know, making something out of whatever you have at the moment is one of the most important things you can learn to do. Your imagination can help you make so many things. Why don't we just go over to Brockett's Bakery now and see if Chef Brockett does have that special surprise that Mr. McFeely was talking about earlier. Come along to Brockett's Bakery.
Thank you very much. Come back again. Bye-bye.
Hi, David. Buenos dias, Sergio.
Buenos dias, Mr. Rogers. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien. ¿Quiere ver a Chef Brockett?
I would like to see him. I understood that there was some big surprise.
Well, the surprise has been postponed, Mr. Rogers. I'm sorry. But Chef Brockett has something for you at the kitchen, and he wants you to see him.
Oh, good. I'd like to go back. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, Don.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And you know you're going to have to wait for the other surprise. Okay?
That's what Sergio told me.
But I have something else very special for you. It's something to see and to smell.
Oh, those look like faces.
I've been making these face sandwiches, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, what you do is...
Make another?
Yeah. Spread some peanut butter.
All different expressions.
That's right. Spread some peanut butter, and then you can take fruit, other things you might like. Now, if you want to make a happy face, take the apple, you put it like that.
And that by itself looks happy, doesn't it?
Yeah, but guess what? If it wasn't so happy, it was feeling sad, it'd be like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if it were real happy eyes, you'd put great big wide eyes. And if it wasn't so happy, then maybe you'd put little eyes like this that look a little bit sad. Sometimes people have their eyes like this when they're feeling kind of sad. You could put an almond nose. I feel sad.
Well, I'm sorry.
But other times you could say, I feel happier.
You have the best ideas.
Well, people have all kinds of feelings, and you can think about it when you make this kind of sandwich.
Of course.
I have one more surprise for you today.
You mean you're going to let me make one?
Right. I put all the ingredients in this bag, and you can take it with you to your place, and you can try making several different ones, all right?
Oh, banana and everything.
Everything you need.
Thank you very much, okay. Chef Brockett.
Have a good time with it, Fred.
You've got the best ideas.
I'm glad you like it.
And I'll see you another time or the other.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Hi. Gracias.
Adios.
Adios.
Hasta luego.
Just try making one of those right now in the kitchen. But first, some food for you, fish. They're hungry. But before I work with this food, I'll wash my hands. Wash your hands before you work with food or before you eat. It's a good idea. Now let's see what Chef Brockett has given us. This banana. Let's see what's in here. Oh, the bread. 2 pieces. I think we'll just make one of those faces. Coconut, raisins, peanut butter. Well, I'll need a plate and a knife. Plate and a knife. Ready to become a sandwich face. First, the peanut butter, I guess. He said that's what you put on first. I'll use this for the nose, the eyes. It's a good nose there. Some raisins. I think I'll put a raisin there. One there. And use some raisins for the mouth, too. About some of this coconut that he gave us for the hair. Little hair right there in the middle. Sandwich face. I was thinking we could make a sandwich out of that just by going like that. Peek-a-boo. And there it is. A face sandwich. I'm going to take this to some of my neighbors who might be hungry. You know, people need real food when they're hungry, not imaginary food. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the cooking way to say I love you. There's the cooking something someone really likes to eat. The cooking way, the cooking way, the cooking way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up your coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways to say I love you. If you can be helpful in this world, I can assure you, it can give you a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day for me. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.